This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Donald Trump has picked Alex Azar to lead the Health and Human Services Department. Now, I want to apologize. I don't have a lot of information or backstory or scoop on Alex Azar. The Dr. Dahlia news team still does not commit today yet, okay? I don't know where they are. Maybe it was a long weekend. It's kind of ridiculous, but I don't have my news team, so they haven't been able to get me all the scoop and prep that I needed for this segment. So I'm going to be kind of winging it myself. I don't know what they're doing. I can't fire them because, who else am I going to hire, honestly, right? So I don't know where the hell they are, but they're probably still asleep. So I'll have to kind of waddle through this and tell you what I know. Now, what I do know is he used to work for Big Pharma, which could be very advantageous. And he was also a top health official during the George W. Bush administration. So the guy's got some experience and he's got some insight. Okay? And he's only 50 years old. So he's kind of young. He served as president of Lilly USA, which is the biggest affiliate of Eli Lilly and Company. And then he stepped down in January to work as a healthcare consultant. And I guess he's conservative. He's also a lawyer. And he would be expected to use his experience as HHS General Counsel and Deputy Secretary to pursue Trump's goals through executive action. So Trump nominated him earlier today and tweeted, Azar will, quote, will be a star for better health care and lower drug prices. He has close rapport with the department's top political appointees as well as Vice President Pence. And Azar does not like the Affordable Care Act, so he's got some intelligence, right? Apparently, he told Fox Business in May that the law was certainly circling the drain and saying in a speech 2 months ago that many of its problems were entirely predictable as a matter of economic and individual behavior. Okay, so he thinks like us, right? So that's, I don't want to say like us. I know there's some people who love Obamacare out there. But in terms of looking at it not as, all right, well, it's something that has Obama's name on it. Looking at it as, well, economically, that's not going to make sense. I think we all, any of us that have any economic background, knew that the Affordable Care Act was going to demise. There was only so much there was only so much you could safety net when it came to Medicaid, and there was only so much you could subsidize insurance companies, and without a checks and balance of them, you know, going up on the rates, more people needing the subsidies, there was no end game to it, or sunset or structure in terms of that. Yeah, it had 2,200 pages of some sort of structure, but not the structure that we needed to make an economically sound bill. So it sounds like he's thinking right. In a June interview on Bloomberg Television, Azar made it clear that he thought the administration could shift the ACA in a more conservative direction, even if congressional Republicans failed to repeal much of it. He said, I'm not one to say many good things about Obamacare, but one of the nice things in it is it does give tremendous amount of authority to the Secretary of the HHS. Ah, ooh. All right, this guy's kind of smart. But see, lawyers are smart people. Lawyers, they're, because they could read something and understand it. That's why I can never be a lawyer. I'll read something and go, what? Even these medical articles. I'm like, what the hell did that just say? A lawyer, even if he doesn't understand it, will pretend he does. That's what makes a lawyer smart. I have never met a lawyer that didn't look smart. Maybe there are idiots. I wouldn't know. But they will look at something. And remember, this is what's smart about it. Let's say you tried to read Obamacare. I did. I went through all 2,200 pages, and I still can't say I read Obamacare because I didn't have all the different bills or different documents that it alluded to. So when they say, you know, according to Section 7 and this and the Library of Congress, or I'm not going to the Library of Congress, so technically I can't, that whole paragraph meant nothing to me because I didn't have the other document to refer to. So a lawyer will understand that you don't know what the hell you're reading. The lawyer will read it and go, well, this means blah, 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 blah. And you're like, oh, okay, I believe you. That's why lawyers look smart. So this guy's smart cookie. Okay. And I'm not insulting lawyers. Lawyers are smart guys. The girls, they're smart. They're just, you know, it's because they read. Yeah. He also supports converting Medicaid from an entitlement program covering everyone who is eligible to block grants, which is something that the GOP has urged and Democrats have not liked. He has opposed expanding the program under the ACA to people with slightly higher incomes. And he also has, he clerked for the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia before working under special counsel to Kenneth Starr to investigate Bill Clinton's Whitewater real estate investments. Administration officials still think that he could work with healthcare interests and he could, he could work more deftly with competing healthcare interests. I'm just reading this. And politicians and his predecessor, Tom Price. I guess they, basically what they're saying is they think it could be a hard butt. You know, a real, real tough cookie. So, HHS Secretary, I really would like people with medical backgrounds, but like Kathleen Sebelius, who had a political science degree, I think, HHS Secretary apparently has to have some counsel or legal background. And so, it makes sense. Tom Price was a doctor. I love the idea of a doctor being at the helm. I'm not sure what he accomplished. I also don't know why he spent what he spent. Yeah, that would also, you know, another reason why I haven't run for office is I'm afraid that, like, you know, the Dr. Dahlia news team, right? I'd be afraid that I'd have so many doofuses working on my, and I'm not talking about the producers of GCN. GCN is awesome, but they're separate. My news team here in Vegas, they're a bunch of doofuses, okay? And I'd be afraid that I'd be up in Congress saying, no, you don't use your private credit card for that. You use this. This is what's in the budget. No, I'm going to buy your plane ticket. Oh, you're going to buy my plane ticket. Okay. And then, boom, I get in trouble. That's my biggest fear, you know? So we'll see. Maybe this guy's going to do the job, do the trick. So I'm optimistic. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collecting. protections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I want everyone to relax a little bit. There's been some concern about this year's flu shot. And I was on KABC last Thursday night talking about this. And I don't want anybody to panic. The flu shot is fine. The flu shot is fine. I got my flu shot. My kids got my flu shot. We are recommending the flu shot. But I want you to be very careful about this headline, and let me explain what this headline is talking about, okay? Apparently, CNN says flu season is here, and experts are already concerned. Yeah, we're concerned about the flu. But what they're concerned about is that our flu vaccine may not be effective, and I'll tell you why. Last year, the flu shot effectiveness was only 42%, according to the CDC. On a good year, 60-65% on a good year. So don't expect 100%. We're never supposed to be 100% with these flu shots, okay? Because, again, how do we know what the exact strain is going to be? How do we know what's going to hit us in the future? So they do the best they can. And one thing they do is they watch Australia. And Australia has had a bad flu season. So Australia's had a bad flu season. And so even though we changed and we kind of twerked and tweaked, we didn't twerk, I twerk, but we kind of tweaked the flu shot to make sure that we had a better strain representation of it, we're not expecting that much effectiveness, even possibly less than last year. Now, why? Well, we're being told that a mutation occurred in the influenza A H3N2 vaccine strain. And we're expecting H3N2 to be the bigger culprit this year as opposed to H1N1 or, you know, swine flu, whatever. So the H3N2 influenza A, which is more involved with, you know, epidemics of flu, occurred within the lab. And in a study published Monday in the Journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the vaccine mutation resulted from an egg-based manufacturing process that we use. So basically what they do is they use eggs and these we need a medium in which to grow and reproduce the killed strains that we need to help induce a immune response. That's what the flu shot is. It's not a live virus. The virus is dead. It's like the outer coating. But we need to mass produce that in order to make plenty of flu shots. During that mass production, there was a little bit of a mutation that occurred, so a change in that H3N2 influenza A. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to hurt you, but what that means is if the vaccine is a vaccine for a different, you know, looking virus, are we going to be protected from the real thing? So you guys get that? No mutation is hurting you. It's just it made a vaccine that's going to be a little bit off. Can it still provide effective vaccination and immunity? Absolutely. I mean, if your body's immune system, you know, recognizes partially, you know what, this just doesn't look right, I'm going to, you know, protect the body, it's fine, it's good. We're never 100%. But, it could increase the risk of the shot being worthless for some. So according to Scott Hensley, author of the new study and an associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania, he says this year's flu vaccine may also be imperfect. This could end up being a pretty bad flu season. He said, still, our best protection is getting the flu shot that we have today. Now, each year before flu season begins, according to CNN, a vaccine is made based on whichever virus strains are expected to circulate. So the selected seed strains get distributed to vaccine manufacturers. They produce their formulations and make them available then to us doctors before the season begins. So usually I hear about it September, October, saying, go buy the flu shot. You know, and boy, do they push us buying the flu shot. And I'm like, you know what, though? I got to do it because I have to supply it. Even though I don't have my practice anymore, this is what we did every year. So we'd buy the flu shot. During the year 2015 to 2016, vaccine effectiveness was 47%. But it really sucked the 2014 to 2015 season. Remember, the effectiveness was only 19%. Now, last year's, even though the overall effectiveness was about 42%, they said it was only 34% effective against the H3N2 viruses that dominated the season. Remember, H3N2 was kind of the biggie that we needed to address. We don't know that until, the following year. Like back in 2009, it was H1N1. Who knew? Couldn't predict that. And H1N1 hit a bunch of us. That was a bad flu season. So they say vaccine effectiveness varies based on how well it matches the circulating virus strains. Sometimes a vaccine corresponds to the predominant virus. Sometimes it doesn't. So Dr. Hensley and his team began their investigation of last year's vaccine by looking at the seed strains that have been distributed to vaccine manufacturers. These seed strains are then propagated in chicken eggs, which is the common method used today. Now, don't worry if you are allergic to eggs. or you're allergic to chicken, they do have some other cell-based, other sort of vaccines that you could use, even though most people with an egg allergy will not react to this because you don't get egg in there. But still, I understand people's concern. So they say the sequences of these viruses are available, and when we did an alignment to see what the sequence of these vaccines were compared to the viruses that were circulating, it became very obvious that there was a mutation. So to see the effects of the mutation, the team next looked at how the immune systems of both animals and humans who had been inoculated with this egg-based flu vaccine responded when they were exposed to the real thing. So they wanted to see, okay, if you got this vaccine that had the mutated thing, did your body make enough antibodies? Now, these antibodies are immune system proteins that fight invading pathogens. So in animals, and they found that both animals and in humans, they did not bind and neutralize the flu virus. So there's a chance that then this shot might not do the trick. For some people, it may. They say that most vaccines in the U.S. are made in chicken eggs. A small fraction are produced in insects or mammalian cells. So if you are allergic to eggs, you have egg allergies, you may get a flu shot that was made in an insect. So Dr. Hensley and his team compared immune responses in animals and humans who received the cell-based vaccine, and they found that it worked. The cell-based vaccine had superior antibody responses that could bind and neutralize the circulating H3N2 better than this year's flu shot. So what does that mean? Still get the flu shot. It's not going to hurt you. And it may still provide, even if it's 10% effective. That means 10% of people's lives will be saved who would get the flu, you see? So there's still some efficacy. It still should be something that, we should still strive for. But egg adaptations, when you try to propagate large quantities of the vaccine and very quickly, this is how mutations could occur. They say as soon as you try to grow this virus in eggs, within a few hours, the virus could acquire a mutation. And it's not easy to fix. It's very expensive to change your manufacturing process to make sure, it's something so tiny, I don't know how they prevent it, to be honest. And so with this flu season, we're also concerned there's also going to be some interesting weather patterns with La Nina. Back east is going to get a lot of cold. It's going to be pretty dry out in the southwest. So we're not going to see as much of a rainy winter in the southwest. But northeast, they're going to get hit with a lot of snow. Not very good for flu season. Now, Group A, some people ask about Group A influenza versus B. Group A are the ones that are usually responsible for the large epidemics. CNN talks about this. Whereas the B flu strains kind of smolder along. They can make you sick as well, but it's the A strains that are really the responsible culprits when it comes to these large outbreaks. Australia, how did Australia do? Well, they say Australia had 215,000 confirmed cases and 500 deaths. And remember, they're a smaller, country. And adults over the age of 80 and children between 5 and 9 have been the most affected. So their intelligent guess is that Northern Hemisphere, like the Southern Hemisphere, is going to battle more cases, and probably H3N2 is going to be the dominating one. Can they do anything now to change it? Probably no. We're already in November. We're starting to get deep into November. We're coming up on Thanksgiving. No. The flu shot we have is the flu shot we have. So what should you guys do? Well, make sure you're getting plenty of rest. Avoid people with the flu. Eat plenty of vegetables. Make sure you're eating healthy diets. Make sure you're exercising. That boosts your immune system. All right? And don't kiss somebody who's sick. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, let's go to some of your questions. Ted writes, my partner and I both take Xanax. She doesn't have insurance, and it costs her about $2.50 for her prescription. I have insurance with my job, and it costs $15. He said, explain what is going on. Why can't I tell the pharmacy I don't have insurance so I don't have to pay more? He goes on complaining, and I don't blame him. So you get that? Somebody without insurance is only paying a couple bucks for the prescription, but he has to pay $15 for something. Almost what? 7 times more or what? It doesn't make sense. Because he has insurance. This is why the whole insurance system sucks. This is exactly why the whole insurance system is so stupid. Okay? On some level, it's cheaper for you if you don't have the insurance. The cash price is cheaper. This isn't the first time I've gotten, this is what you guys are dealing with, and so we've gotten emails very similar to this. Like going to a doctor and paying a cash rate is cheaper than what you have to pay if you have insurance. Remember we had a listener that was furious at the doctor because the doctor charged them more when they had insurance and the doctor wouldn't just give them the cash rate. And I explained why that happened. So when you go to a medical provider and you use their insurance and the staff has to bill the insurance and the staff has to be on the phone with the insurance and all that, yeah, they put more labor, but that's not why you're getting charged more. When a doctor has a pharmacy or a hospital has an agreement with the insurance company, that agreement is that we can't charge you more or less than what the insurance company tells you. Because if you charge somebody less, then if you charge Mary less than Bob, that's discrimination. Oh, well, because she's a woman, or because she's white, or because she's black, or because she's... Okay, you can't do that. You have to charge everybody the same based on their insurance company. If you want to offer a cash discount, then that cash discount has to go to everybody, the same cash discount, whether it's a 20% off or whether it's only $50 to be seen. So, but the big thing is insurance companies really stick to this deductible thing. This deductible that you have is non-negotiable. So if you have an insurance plan that has a $5,000 deductible, meaning that insurance company will not kick in until you pay or you spend $5,000, right, that's non-negotiable. So you can't use the insurance company to see a doctor or a medication. The insurance company says, look, we are going to knock down the price and tell them to only charge you $50. That $50 now goes against your deductible. So now we'll kick in once you spend another $4,950 or whatever. All right. Let's say you only had a $100 deductible and you spent $50. Okay. So they now are counting and they are bean counting, right? Going, okay, look, once he meets his deductible, then we need to kick in the price. So you now go to your doctor and say, all right, so I have to pay $50. But you find out that somebody else only had to pay $45. So you go, well, why can't I just pay the $45? Or why can't I just pay the $25? And the doctor goes, because if I charge you less, then the insurance company's going to get mad. Oh, they won't know. Well, that's kind of fraud because you are buying down your deductible because the insurance company thinks you're paying some X amount. So what doctor's offices say is, look, if you don't want to go through the insurance and you want to pay the cash rate, then don't tell us you have insurance. All right? Tell us to not bill your insurance because you have to sign something saying that we're allowed to bill your insurance. You have to sign a piece of paper. We can't bill your insurance without your permission. So then just don't bring up insurance at all and just pay the cash rate. The problem is you start to pay $100 here, $200 there. Now you're meeting your deductible. So you have an insurance. The reason why the system still exists and why most patients haven't given insurance companies the bird yet is because they go, look, I need to get my deductible met. So if I have to pay this money anyway, I'll pay it so then the insurance will kick in when I need it to. The problem is a year goes by so fast. We're coming up on mid-November now, and I just met my deductible. So that means I only have 6 weeks to get everything I need to get done. And it's Christmas time, are you kidding me? It's too busy. And then January, oh, deductible starts over again. You see, oh, it's such a racket. So now we have prescriptions. A cash price for the prescription is pretty damn cheap. It used to not be. Cash prices used to be more expensive without the insurance, and it is when it comes to hospital, etc. Although, I had a surgical procedure, and the cash price, they were only going to charge me for my outpatient surgical procedure about, I think it was $1,100. I go, but I have insurance. Why aren't you billing insurance? They go, oh, okay. They bill insurance, and I get a bill for $2,000 because I had a $2,000 deductible. Or $2,500. I had $2,500 deductible at the time. This was before Obamacare. So I had a $2,500 deductible. Now I have a bill, $2,500. And the same thing happened to me. I go, look, guys, okay, why can't I just pay the $1,100? Okay, it was $1,100 when you didn't know I had insurance. And they go, no, because now you met your deductible. If you pay us, you met your deductible. Your insurance company thinks you met your deductible because they don't know if you pay us or not. And now they're going to kick in. We can't do that. And I get that. And I understood that with the hospital. I'm like, but oh my God, I would have never told you I had health insurance if I knew that I was going to have to pay $1,400 more. This is BS. So what I ended up doing is I didn't have that money. Actually, we were just going into the recession. We didn't have an Obamacare plan yet. We had major finance issues. It was rough. And so I go, look, I don't have that money right now, so I'm going to start making payments. So I'm going to start making monthly payments. And I did. I was really good with the monthly payments. Well, then it was very interesting. The collection company, not a collection company, or the billing company goes, look, we would really like you to pay this all at once. And I go, well, I can't. They go, what if we only charge you $1,000? Will you pay it all at once? Oh, yeah, okay. Charge $3,000, and boom. So I ended up paying $1,000 anyway. So, you know, it's a game. It is such a game. The problem is you have to be very careful, okay? Nobody is going to commit fraud on your behalf. So if you use the insurance company at the start of the relationship for something, unless you tell them you don't have insurance or you are completely not, you are separating yourself from that insurance company, your doctor or pharmacy can't just sit there and go back and forth between charging you cash or not. You know, same thing with Medicaid. We're not supposed to be charging Medicaid patients cash. And that was an issue. One of my listeners said, look, nobody will take me. And I'm like, don't even worry about the Medicaid. Apparently he could get into a doctor without having Medicaid, but once they found out he had Medicaid, nobody wants to see him. Which is really baloney, people. Come on. That's not why we're in medicine. But anyway, and I understand with Medicaid, you only get paid maybe 3 out of every 5 claims or 2 out of every 5 claims. You know, it's easier for a doctor to collect cash. I get that. You know, doctors have to be business people. They have to pay staff. I get that. But with Medicaid, you're just not supposed to. So you're not supposed to charge a Medicaid patient cash. If you know that they have Medicaid, you're not supposed to do that. So some people would not tell their doctor. They would come in and say, no, I don't have any insurance. I just want to see you for cash. Well, as long as there's no even knowledge of any Medicaid being involved, I believe that's not a problem for the patient or the doctor. So, you know, people are noticing that it's more inexpensive to take advantage of, you know, the cash discount. And maybe that's the way medicine needs to go. All right, when we come back, will sex give you a heart attack? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in the movies and on TV, there's always some older politician that is having sex with a clerk or an aide or secretary, and then they keel over and die. And, you know, like in the movie Dave, they had to have a fill-in president, or what was it, the distinguished gentleman with Eddie Murphy, that happened too with one of the politicians. And so, you know, in the movies they make fun of this all the time, but researchers really wanted to see if that wasn't a cliche, if that really does happen, where sex will induce a cardiac arrest. And a new study says nah, rarely. They said sex was linked to only 34 out of more than 4,500 cardiac arrests that occurred in the Portland, Oregon metropolitan area between 2002 and 2015. So only 34 people had cardiac arrest because of sex in 13 years in Portland, Oregon, which is basically a rate of 0.7%, according to researchers. Of those cases, 18 occurred during sex, 15 minutes immediately after sex. They say time could not be determined for the last case. So they, because that's 33, and so they didn't know exactly when. Was it before, after, or whatever? Maybe because she was asleep during it all. I don't know. Anyway, so senior study researcher Dr. Sameet Chu, medical director of the Heart Rhythm Center at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, said, "I'm a little surprised at this really tiny number, but mostly I feel it's reassuring data." And obviously the news is very welcome for people who have heart issues, and they're always scared about having sex. And we've talked about this. You know, when can you have sex after a heart attack? Most heart doctors will say, well, first leave the hospital, right? But for the most part, when you feel up to it. And the reason why is we can't let you go home after having a heart attack if we think you're going to get excited at home, or have a bad dream, or be a passenger of a car when your wife driving you home has to slam on the brakes because a pedestrian jumps out in front of the car. If we don't think you're going to make it through all those little stressful things that could happen, then we're not going to send you home. So if you're able to have a nightmare if you sleep, if you're able to yell at your kid, if you're able to get stressed out because the mother-in-law is coming over, then you're probably able to have sex. That's our thinking. Okay? And so, now, after bypass surgery, I believe it's like 6 months to a year. Not 6 months to a year. In fact, I think they've lowered it now to a month or two. It all depends on check with your heart doctor, and I apologize about that. I remember reading that they'll let you have sex within a month. I was thinking about disability and so, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. After bypass surgery, as long as you're healed up and you're not popping any stitches, again, double check with your heart doctor. Every heart doctor is different on when they allow you to have sex. But for the most part, they say, look, when you feel ready, okay, and you feel good enough to. You know, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is we have these dreams at night where we're having sex in our dreams. Right? And there's lots of different terms for those. And so you can't control that. Yes, you can control regular sexual activity. And by the way, we put you through cardiac rehab. You know, when you have heart issues, we will start exercising you. We'll put you on a treadmill. We will do very controlled exercise trials. So with those exercise trials, we'll know if your heart can handle exercise, if the stent is holding up, etc. So like I said, we're not going to release you unless we think you're going to be able to be okay with regular activity. So, with this study, they say the new findings are part of a 16-year study of heart risk factors involving about 1 million people living in and around Portland. They say sexual activity is just one variable of the whole big picture. They say men are more likely than women to have their hearts stop as a result of sex. Just 2 of the 34 cardiac arrest patients were actually female. But they say overall sex was linked to only 1% of all cardiac arrests that occurred in men. So really rare. And people think that sex is very strenuous. You're not having sex correctly if you're making it an Olympic sport, okay? Now, I'm not here to teach you how sex is supposed to be, because I think we can all admit that you guys shouldn't be able to admit personally, but it's no secret that I'm not very good at anything that has to do with sex. But, you know, and maybe I do need to, you know, break a sweat once in a while or try some Olympic moves. But sex does not have to be that strenuous. According to Dr. Nika Goldberg, she says the aerobic activity associated with sex is equivalent to climbing 2 flights of stairs. That's it. She's director of the NYU Center for Women's Health and an AHA, American Heart Association, spokeswoman. Dr. Martha Galati, chief of cardiology for the University of Arizona College of Medicine, U of A, I almost went there, she said a lot of us think sex requires an intense level of activity. Even in the most extreme situations, it's not as intense as people imagine it. Now, okay, if you're whipping the person and you are, I don't know, putting cigarettes out on their chest, I don't know, doing all sorts of weird stuff, maybe, yes, that could start to cause certain, you know, but honestly, your bodies were designed to have sex. All right, we remember evolutionarily why that's what we're supposed to do. And the increased blood flow and the increased cardiac output, it's, you know, I would almost say sex is probably safer than a lot of other activities. And they say, they say sex is generally safe for most heart patients unless they're unable to maintain even low levels of activity. So if you can't even make the bed or clean the house, which, by the way, guys, you got to be careful. Okay, guys, you got to be really, really careful. You have a heart attack, you come home. My God forbid you have a heart attack. You come home, and the wife's like, "Oh, the doctor said you could help around the house." And you go, "No, no, I can't. I can't do the dishes. I can't." Okay, there is no way she's having sex with you because you couldn't even do the dishes. But if you're like, "Oh, honey, yeah, I feel good. I can do the dishes. I can have sex." Oh, if you can do the dishes, then yeah. See, gotta be smart about it, people. They say, in fact, there's a silver lining for people who have had cardiac arrest from sex. They're almost twice as likely to survive. They say 19% of patients in sex-related cardiac arrest cases survive their ordeal. And that's true. Back in 1999, was it? Or 98? Valentine's Day, when I was working in the ER in Lake Havasu, I believe we had 14 heart attacks come in that day on Valentine's Day. The majority in the morning, all survived. All 14. I took 7. The other doctor took 7. All 14 survived. And if it was Valentine's Day, there must have been some, you know, sex-related thing, you know, associated with that. So it is true. That's very, very true. So anyway, this study is scheduled to be presented next week at the American Heart Association's annual meeting in Anaheim. Very cool. Now, also in heart attack news, they say if you take statin medications, you are less likely to die early. If you give a statin medication to a patient that's had a heart attack or stroke, it will cut your risk of suffering another one or dying early by almost 25%. I love the statin drugs, and I know there's a lot of controversy whether they cause diabetes or not, but if you are at all at high risk or if you've had a heart attack, you are going to get a statin medication whether you like it or not. They said those given the strongest dose of the drugs were a fifth less likely to have a heart attack or stroke than those on the weakest. Doctors call for everyone who has had a heart attack or stroke to be prescribed this medication, and many of them are generic, so they're not, they're not very, very expensive. And statin medications help prevent you making the bad, sticky cholesterol, and that bad cholesterol is what unfortunately causes clogged arteries and then plaques that could break. All right, a lot of heart news. I taught you guys something today. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just up the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.